This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Look, as I mentioned, it's satisfying. It's a bit dirty, and none of us want to be caught doing it in public. But what actually happens when you pick your nose? Well, Chief Environmental Scientist at Environment Protection Agency Victoria, Mark Taylor, specialises in environmental contamination. Welcome back to Joy Drive, Mark.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Mark, why do we do it? Why is nose picking so universal?
Well, I think when you're a young child, you suddenly discover your forefinger is a perfect fit of your nostril. And when you've got some crusty booger up there, which is uncomfortable, mining it out relieves that uncomfortableness.
I love that term, and mining.
And I think that nose gold mining. And look, I just think it's natural behaviour. I mean, people pick the wax out of their ears, they pick the dirt from the toenails, they scratch various parts of their anatomy when they think nobody's looking. It's just kind of, go and look at primates. Primates pick their nose. Kids do it before they're socialised. I mean, how many times have mums or dads said, stop picking your nose in public? And they just do it without thinking about it. So it's kind of natural, and it's a way of alleviating something uncomfortable at your nose. Now, there is other ways of doing it. When it becomes crusty, you could spray saline spray up there and moisten up and blow it out and be hygienic and stick in a tissue and dispose of it accordingly.
Well, let's talk about the hygiene of this, right? Because as adults, we look at nose picking as, you know, bad manners. But what's actually, like, wrong with picking our nose?
Well, we did some research into this, and we found out, you know, there's various nasty germs that you can find up your nose, golden staph being one of them, and other Streptococcus pneumoniae, which causes pneumonia, can exist up the nose, and it's not inert until the mucus is dry. If the bogey's a bit, you know, unconsolidated, it still may contain that virus. That's what the evidence shows. And then, of course, up your nose, depending on what you've been doing with your fingers, you're sticking other filth up your nose, and your nose is the primary filter for air coming into your body. So in your boogers, you'll have pollen, you might have dust, you might have contaminants that are in that dust. And of course, your nose is a marvelous device. It warms the air, and it in itself is, you know, contains its own microbiome, which helps protect the body. It's got a variety of inbuilt enzymes in it to try and alleviate the passage of contaminants into the respiratory system. So messing about with that is possibly not such a great idea. Now, I think if you have a booger up your nose, most people want to get rid of it, but there's better ways of doing it, blowing it out being one.
Mark, so really, just from what you're describing, I mean, it sounds like it's no different up there to, say, our air conditioning filter.
Well, effectively, that's what your nose does. It warms the air when it comes in, and your hairs in your nose, they capture, and along with the mucus, they capture pollutants, and then you can get rid of them, you can discharge them. And that's what they do. If you then snook up your snot, you ingest it then. Maybe, depending where you are, you probably don't want to do that. You don't want to do that anyway. It's kind of pretty gross. And so you can blow it out, and then a fresh mucus will form through the sinus cavities to help capture any dust or contaminants. Anybody who's worked on a building site or done gardening on a dry, hot, dry day or gone to London Underground would probably discover that their bogies up their nose are black.
Mm.
And that's because it's doing the job. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've gone to London and travelled in a London Underground, and your bogies are black afterwards, which kind of tells you maybe it's not such a great place to be hanging around the Underground too often, and at least not, you know, not eating your bogies and dispose them in a good way might be a good idea.
Definitely. Mark, you mentioned earlier that, you know, you've done some research in this area, hence, you know, how we have this info that you're giving us this afternoon. I am curious how you, like, went about researching nose picking.
Well, you'd be amazed. People were looking into nose picking in the 60s and as a, you know, and it does have a nose picking is formerly known as rhinotiliaxiomia, and an eating of snot is called mucophagy. So there are scientific terms for this very primitive behavior that people carry out, and there's literature on it. There are stories about people who eat their bogies or pick their noses excessively and have damaged the nasal cavity.
Wow.
So it's not... And some people do it, it becomes compulsive behavior, compulsive nose picking. So I was actually quite surprised when I looked into the literature about how sort of prevalent various studies, how prevalent the studies were about various behaviors to do with nose picking. But, I mean, how many times have you seen people picking their nose in the car when it's stuck in a traffic jam? One gentleman on the conversation piece wrote that. He said secondhand car sales people have to be aware of looking under the seat.
Oh, yes. Yes,
because it's clogged up with people picking the bogies and wiping it under the seat. It's gross.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the term, is it mucophagy, where people eat it? Why would you eat
That's
it?
That's right. I mean, I think everybody's eaten their bogies at one time in their life. Hopefully when they get beyond about eight, they stop doing it. I'm sure there's not. I mean, there's a case on, there's a video of one of our former prime ministers, Kevin Rudd, in the House of Parliament, picking his nose and eating. You can see it online.
Oh, my. I think I've seen that video, actually. I really do.
You might as well suck on that air conditioner filter. Seriously.
Say again?
You might as well suck on the air conditioner filter.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. I mean, you know, it's not the sort of thing you want to be caught doing in public.
No, definitely not. Just to reiterate, what's the best way to remove it? Let's say you've got one of those hard, crusty ones, you know, the satisfying ones.
Well, get it out. So... a napkin, a tissue. I actually think it's pretty gross using it's environmentally more sound. You use, and you have to wash it separately, really, because, you know, we know about COVID, you know, it's in the nose, and you don't want to be passing the germs. It probably would kill it anyway in the washing machine. But if you use a cotton hanky, I think that's fairly grim. Then you put it in the washing machine with everybody else's stuff, so all your filth is getting washed around the washing. You know, it just doesn't... It, you know, it's worse than sleeping in a second-hand bed, right? It's just, it has that gross feeling. So use a tissue, paper tissue. You can put some saline spray up your nose to moisturize it. You can blow it out. It's much easier. Or if you go for a run, usually you can just blow it out when you're running, but that's not everybody's cup of tea. Ah, that's probably fairly disgusting. But when you go outside and it's cold like it is now, the cold air makes your nose run because of the temperature difference.
Right.
You can easily get rid of it. You can't do that in the gym, though.
No.
On the treadmill.
Or a cyclist when they go past. You can't do it then either.
No. And you know what? When you're cycling and you have to clear yourself out, you just want to make sure you've got no buddies behind you.
Exactly.
It's like weeing into the wind. You just don't do that. You just got to think about it.
Mark, great to chat with you again. Thanks for joining us.
That's great. And happy picking, because I know you're going to do it. You probably think more about it now. Probably think twice about how you pick your nose and at least where you wipe it or dispose of it. And you might just do what we did as kids. You had the phrase, you lick it, you pick it, lick it, roll it and flick it and do it out your window.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
That's absolutely my pleasure.
Thanks. Mark Taylor, Chief Environmental Scientist at EPA Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.